This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Well, it's Tuesday, so that means we go to war with Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and Wayne Allen Root always takes this hour off every Tuesday and then comes back to his raw and unfiltered show at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, 7 p.m. Eastern. And so for the next hour, we're going to break down the news for you, and there's a lot to share. One of the breaking stories this morning, I'm curious to see how the Washington Post is going to spin this one, is President Trump announces the death of another ISIS leader who would have replaced Baghdadi. Now, if you recall, this week when Baghdadi was taken out by our special forces and a dog, he died like a dog. We have to remember what dogs stand for is in the Islamic society. They are considered dirty. So President Trump actually posted the tweet of the picture of the dog and praised the dog for taking out Baghdadi. And the Washington Post took the news and said the austere religious scholar known for rising up and through the mosques and spending time at the mosques wearing wire-framed glasses, they glorified another terrorist, much like Rolling Stone glorified the Boston bombers. What is it with the left of glorifying terrorists? So how are they going to glorify this terrorist who would have replaced Baghdadi? Are they going to call him the summa cum laude student of the austere religious scholar? So the news is, as of this morning, the United States military over the weekend conducted a successful special operations raid and killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the leader of the Islamic State militant group ISIS. Army Delta Force and Army Rangers led the way and closed in on Baghdadi's lair. In an overnight firefight, and the ISIS leader died crying, whimpering, and screaming. U.S. forces showed no mercy and killed another ISIS leader who would have taken Baghdadi's spot. Just confirmed that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's number one replacement has been terminated by American troops. Most likely would have taken the top spot. Now he is also dead, with a capital D, Trump announced this morning. President Trump did not name the terrorist who was killed, but it was reported by Syrian Democratic Forces Commander Abdi that ISIS spokesman Abu Hassan al-Majir died in an airstrike in Ain al-Baida, a village in northern Syria, while riding in a truck. So another win for Trump, but the Democrats can't give this president any sort of victory or allow him a victory lap, because what are they wrapped up in? Of course, impeachment. We've been wrapped up in impeachment for 3 years. Now, another witness came forward, and I use witness in air quotes. We're not going to call them whistleblowers. We should call them moles or traitors. In today's impeachment show, a secret basement chamber witness wears full dress uniform to testify on his dislike of President Trump's Ukrainian policy. U.S. military enlistees take an oath to follow the orders of the President of the United States of America. This officer's oath, obviously, is a bit different. They also promise to follow the Constitution. It's not clear in the Constitution where it gives military officers the power over the U.S. President to make foreign policy. Now, this rat is named Colonel Alexander Vindman. He was today's witness in Adam Schiff's circus basement chamber of secrets. Vindman wore his full dress uniform to testify on his dislike of President Trump's Ukrainian policy. I don't know about you, it looks a lot like treason to me. Now, witness Vindman tells committee he shared classified readouts of Trump's call. He shared classified readouts of Trump's call. Now, when Jim Jordan asked who he shared these with, Schiff shut down all questioning. It's reported, and this comes from, I believe, Breitbart, earlier today, Colonel Alexander Vindman was today's witness. Vindman wore his full dress uniform, and the NSC staff are not supposed to wear full military uniform, and of course, those in the military and those in the NSC staff aren't supposed to share classified information, but leave it to this rat to do so. This is a coup. We should use the word sedition, use the word treason, and use the word coup, because that is the truth as to what is going on. During questioning on Tuesday's, Colonel Vindman admitted he shared the readouts of President Trump's call with Ukrainian President Zelensky, quote unquote, with others. It's not just one person, but with many. Now, when Joan Jordan asked, again, Adam Schiff shut down the questioning. GOP lawmakers blast Democrat impeachment resolution, denies Trump and Republicans due process. This is the Schiff show. This is bull Schiff. And this is all political theater in order to take away from 7 million people back in the workforce, 7 million people off of food stamps, highest number of black Americans in the workforce, lowest unemployment ever for many demographics that the Democrats have taken advantage of, that would include Hispanics, blacks, women, people of color, as they say. And so the Democrats are going to continue with this impeachment, I would say, even up to the November 2020 election. And what did Trump tell us just a week or two ago? The only thing that these socialists, these communists, these Marxists are going to understand is a crushing defeat, November 3rd, 2020. And from my purview, it looks like the 63 million people that voted for President Trump is growing massively in numbers. Because I'm sure that the 7 million people that are back to work in this raging economy will vote with their pocketbooks, like Pew Research always tells us. They will vote with their pocketbooks because they have more money to put on their table, to put a roof over their head, to provide for their families. And they certainly aren't going to give credit to the Barack Obama administration for being back in the workforce. And so the Democrats are freaking out. I don't know if you saw this, but this was in the Washington Times from one of my favorite writers and, I guess, philosophers, if you will, and pundits, and that would be Victor Davis Hanson. Now, the optics of African-American voters what they like this president, right, is really driven by the Hollywood elite, some athletes, et cetera, except for Kanye West and a few others. But a Rasmussen poll came out, and of course it was buried and it was considered controversial. It shows that African-American approval of President Trump is at 36%. 36%. Other polls have showed that President Trump's approval rating amongst black voters is close to 20%. So 20 to 36% right now is our sweet spot. And do you know that President Trump only received 8% of the African-American vote on Election Day in 2016. This is exactly why the Democrats are freaking out, because they're losing control. They're losing power. If the Republicans take, if President Trump takes even 20% of the African-American vote, it will destroy the Democrat Party. Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election with 88% of the black vote. And that was a 6-point fall off from Barack Obama's share of the black vote in 2012. Now, Wayne and I were at the American Priorities Conference, and I had the pleasure of meeting a Hispanic activist from Texas. I think her name was Bonita. And she told me that in Texas, President Trump is polling at an approval rating, which I think is about similar to across the country at about 50%, because Hispanic Americans don't like illegal immigration. They don't want open borders. They don't support sanctuary cities. They want safety for their children and their families. And so we're looking at 50% of approval amongst the Hispanic population for President Trump, up to 36% approval of President Trump from the African American community. And what are the Democrats talking about? They're talking about how they're going to take more of your money. They're talking about free health care again, free education, and open borders. And across the lines, the demographics, people are rejecting their policies. So the only way the Democrats think that they're going to win is to continue the coup, is to continue to sabotage this president using deep state moles like this, what's his name, Alexander Vindman, who showed up in full dress at the super secret Schiff hearings. Not all Democrats are on board with this impeachment, believe it or not. House Democrat Jeff Van Drew signals he's not voting for Pelosi's impeachment bill. This comes out of Breitbart. Today on Tuesday, a Democrat from New Jersey, Jeff Van Drew, said that he will likely vote against a resolution by House Democrats to formalize their secret impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump, prompting more uncertainty around whether Thursday's expected vote will go on as planned. Yeah, Nancy Pelosi's going to take some sort of dream vote on Thursday. And, you know, she might have enough votes to impeach Donald Trump, but they won't have enough votes in November to win a general election. Take that to the bank. This is Megan Barrett of ReaganBabe.com, filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root. We'll get raw and unfiltered right after this break.
Gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Liberty Health Share is the sponsor of this segment of the show. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, there is a solution. That solution is Liberty Health Share. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, no matter how big your family, no matter how many kids you have. I have four kids. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. That's the way health care should be. And you could do it today, this hour, this minute. There are no windows. No limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I know I did. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com, lightyourliberty.com. Regain control of your healthcare costs and tell them Wayne Root sent you.
And welcome back to War, Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. I'm here for another two segments. Wayne will join the show at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. Now, the text of the Democrat impeachment resolution today was released, and it reads that GOP Rep. Nunes can only call in witnesses and introduce evidence with Schiff's permission. The text of the Democrat impeachment resolution was released Tuesday afternoon, and it further confirms the Democrats are attempting to remove Trump via a coup under the guise of impeachment. House Intelligence Chairman Adam Shifty Shift announced on Monday that his committee will be moving to a new phase in the sham impeachment inquiry into President Trump. For the last month, Adam Schiff has conducted unclassified impeachment hearings behind closed doors, then selectively leaking portions of the testimonies to to the media in order to damage President Trump. Adam Schiff says, this week we will bring to the floor a resolution that establishes the format for open hearings that will be conducted by the House Intelligence Committee as part of the House's ongoing impeachment inquiry. Now, let me just back up. This is not a House impeachment inquiry. This is an impeachment inquiry led by Adam Schiff. He does not represent the entire House. As well as procedures to transmit any evidence to report to the Judiciary Committee. So what we have to rely on is Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff. Good luck, Democrats. This is a resolution, he says, not an article of impeachment. The measure is to establish some process procedures. They really care about process procedures. They obviously don't care about due process. Under normal impeachment proceedings, minority members of the committee would then have equal subpoena power, and they would be able to call witnesses. The sham impeachment process is denying the president due process and denying the ranking member, Devin Nunes, of the House Intelligence Committee, the right to call in his own witnesses. According to the impeachment resolution, Nunes can only issue subpoenas, call in witnesses, and introduce evidence with Chairman Adam Schiff's permission. Now, the White House responds to Pelosi's impeachment resolution. This comes from the press secretary. The resolution put forward by Speaker Pelosi confirms that House Democrats' impeachment has been an illegitimate sham from the start, as it lacked any proper authorization by a House vote. It continues this scam by allowing Chairman Schiff, who repeatedly lies to the American people, to hold a new round of hearings, still without any due process for the president. The White House is barred from participating at all until after Chairman Schiff conducts two rounds of one-sided hearings to generate a biased report for the Judiciary Committee. Even then, the White House's rights remain undefined, unclear, and uncertain because those rules still haven't been written. This resolution does nothing to change the fundamental fact that House Democrats refuse to provide basic due process rights to the administration. The White House also points out that the new resolution still doesn't afford the president any due process rights while Adam Schiff gets to hold a new round of hearings. I love this White House in the fact that they don't hold anything back, led by President Trump. This is a Republican like we have never witnessed before. He says what he means what he says, and if you want to talk about transparency, we don't have to wonder what the president is thinking because he will tweet it. Now, in a related tweet from Michael McCaul, who's a rep, before Pelosi's partisan resolution, 110 members are allowed to participate in this investigation. After Pelosi's partisan resolution, only 22 members are allowed to participate in the investigation. Fewer members involved equal fewer voices of the American people in this serious matter of impeachment. Well, I think we all have a lot to say. God knows I do. And like I said, the only thing that these despot Democrats, these communist Democrats, are going to understand is a resounding defeat on November 3rd, 2020. We'll be right back after this break with more Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, sitting in for Wayne Allen Root. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Vice President Mike Pence is making remarks at Fort Hood, Texas, speaking about the killing of ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Thanks to the decisiveness of your commander-in-chief, the world's number one terrorist leader was brought to justice. The leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is dead.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg was facing lawmakers on Capitol Hill on Tuesday and taking heat from both Democrats and Republicans regarding two crashes that killed 346 people.
I'm asking you about Boeing policy as reflected in this email. It's chief test pilot deciding he was going to mislead pilots who were then going to take passengers into the air, these loved ones, and turn those planes into flying coffins.
That's Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products that...
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Or back to the Warriorette. Is it Warriorette? Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com filling in with Wayne Allen Root just for another couple segments. Welcome back to Raw and Unfiltered. We left off with communists before we went to break last time, and I'm going to start with communists in this next segment because the national poll signals that Bernie Sanders is back on the rise. He likes to call himself a democratic socialist. I don't know what that means. I think either just calling him a socialist or a communist is just simpler. But democratic socialism is the euphemism that Democrats want to use in order, I guess, to water down the death numbers associated with socialism and communism. So Senator Bernie Sanders, he claims he's an independent from Vermont, is pulling out his fall slump, catching up to Senator Elizabeth Warren, the other commie from Massachusetts, and he's edging her out early in early states. This is according to a Morning Consult poll released yesterday. Morning Consult has consistently shown Joe Biden as the front runner, despite numerous national polls suggesting otherwise. Morning Consult's latest poll, which was taken just this last week amongst 15,000-plus registered voters likely to vote in the Democrat primary or caucus in their state, showed Biden leading the pack with 32%. Warren, who has bested Sanders in a number of polls in recent weeks, tied with the Vermont Socialist for second place with 20% support each. The divide between the top tier of candidates and the remainder of the field has become more drastic. Mayor Pete, a Democrat from Indiana, is coming in a distant fourth place, and Kamala Harris has 6% of the support, and Andrew Yang squeaks it out with 3%. Now, in the face of this, Joe Biden is a little bit nervous. He's only got about $9 million in the bank. He vowed not to use super PACs, but guess what? He flip-flopped. The head of Joe Biden's new super PAC is actually a registered foreign agent. Yes, you heard that correctly. The chair of a new super PAC supporting former Vice President Joe Biden's presidential bid is a registered foreign agent for Azerbaijan, I think that is, a former Soviet republic. What is it with the Democrats and these Soviets? The Federalist Sean Davis reports today, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has a brand new super PAC in his corner, and it's being run by a registered foreign agent for the government of Azerbaijan, Larry Rasky, a lobbyist who previously worked as a top campaign operative for Biden. He's listed as the treasurer of the PAC, according to records filed with the FEC. A former Joe Biden aide has filed paperwork to form a super PAC called Unite the Country that is set to boost the former vice president with millions of dollars in spending in the 2020 Democrat presidential primary. Records filed with the DOJ show that Rasky is also a registered foreign agent lobbying on behalf of the government of Azerbaijan. The records, which were filed pursuant to the Foreign Agent Registration Act, show that Rasky was hired by the Azerbaijani government in April of 2019. Rasky reportedly earns about $15,000 a month for his services. Super PACs are independent political action committees that Democrats have criticized because they allow unlimited donations, though their contact with campaigns is restricted. Biden was forced to accept super PAC spending last week because of fundraising woes. Like I said, he's only got about $9 million in the bank. And also, Joe Biden is facing some backlash, not only from Democrats, but from priests. A Catholic priest denied him communion. On Andrea Mitchell Reports, MSNBC, 2020 Democratic presidential candidate, former Vice President Joe Biden, refused to discuss being denied communion at St. Anthony Catholic Church in Florence, South Carolina, last Sunday because of his pro-abortion position. You know, there is an attack on Christianity. We all know this as conservatives, as independents, as free thinkers. We see the attack on Christianity and Catholicism, some rightfully so. But I have to remind you that anytime you hear the phrase liberation theology, just know that is Marxism. That is Marxism behind a robe and hiding behind a cross. But we still have Catholics that are willing to protect the religion from frauds Catholic frauds like Joe Biden and like Nancy Pelosi who advocate for abortion and support abortion. So Joe Biden was snubbed by a priest and denied communion. Now, liberation theology, like I said, is a Marxist version of Christianity. It's an assault on the Word of God. But it also, Marxism has assaulted not only religion, but our educational institutions. We know this. And we know this because Democrats created the term hate speech in order to vilify anybody that does not agree with them. Democrats establish free speech zones, safe spaces. And all of this has now created a whole new crop of socialists that the Democrats are relying on, and that is one of the reasons why the Democrats want to lower the voting age. You know, I went undercover to a very fancy party held for a very prominent Democrat. And they were saying how important Generation Z was to the Democrat Party. Now, Generation Z is just one notch below millennials. They cannot, I think they're 16, around 16 to 21, something like that. So some of them can't vote. You have to be 18 to vote. But this is why the Democrats want to lower the voting age. Because according to a new poll, 7 in 10 millennials say they will likely vote for a socialist. 7 out of 10 millennials say they will likely vote for a socialist, according to a new survey conducted by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. The report found that support for communism increased by 36% from 2018's numbers as capitalism continues to go out of style. It's likely due to a shift in higher education where Marxist ideology is taught favorably. The historical amnesia about the dangers of communism and socialism is on full display in this year's report, said Marion Smith, executive director of the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. When we don't educate our youngest generations about the historical truth of 100 million victims murdered at the hands of communist regimes over the past century, we shouldn't be surprised at their willingness to embrace Marxist ideas. We need to redouble our efforts to educate America's youth about the history of communist regimes and the dangers of socialism today. According to the report, only 57% of millennials said they believed the Declaration of Independence better guarantees freedom and equality compared to the Communist Manifesto. Additionally, 1 in 5 millennials indicated that society would be better if all private property was abolished. Do you see what we're up against, folks? Now, I'm in my 40s. And so, you know, I was taught under the tutelage, really, in the words of Ronald Reagan, we are only one generation from extinction. And the future generations, which have been taught by Marxist professors and Marxist administrators, and led by the nose by the Democrat Party, who preaches equality, not equality for all, just equality for those who agree with them, who protect totalitarian regimes like Islam, for example, who throw gays off of buildings. And then the Democrats look the other way and support someone like Ilhan Omar, who is an Islamic terrorist sympathizer. Do you know that Ilhan Omar was the only Democrat to withhold sanctions from in the vote for sanctions on Turkey today? Yep. That was Ilhan Omar. So as we're seeing the young rise up and getting more and more agitated, if you will, more and more influenced by social justice initiatives, they are becoming more and more communist in their thought. A majority of American students want wearing offensive Halloween costumes to be punished. More than half of American university students believe that wearing offensive Halloween costumes is not part of free expression and should be punished. In a poll conducted by the College Pulse, students were asked, are highly offensive Halloween costumes such as blackface a protected form of free speech on campus, or should students who wear them be punished? Now that's interesting, because Justin Trudeau, the liberal from Canada, just got reelected and he was caught in blackface numerous times. We still have a Democrat Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, who was caught in blackface in his college years, and he's still governor of Virginia. 51% of students said that people who wear offensive costumes should be punished, while 49% said offensive costumes were a protected form of speech. However, when students at elite institutions were asked, they were even less likely to side with free speech, with 58% of Ivy Leaguers saying that there should be consequences for wearing offensive outfits. What would be the consequences? Would it be like the gulags, like these little commies subscribe to or forget about? An even higher figure, 3 out of 5 students within the California State University system, shocker, said people who wore offensive costumes should be punished. The results of the poll are unsurprising, given that nearly 60% of millennials think that the Constitution goes too far in allowing hate speech in modern America, and that the First Amendment should be rewritten. Hate speech, see? Hate speech now has become just normal in the vernacular of our everyday discussion, when in fact hate speech has absolutely no place in America, but here we are, brought to you by the left. More than half of Americans want the government to censor speech. And this is why I love talk radio, because they haven't censored me yet. The big tech companies can't shadow ban me on the radio. And as long as you're listening, Wayne and I will keep talking. And we'll keep talking right after this break, getting more raw and unfiltered on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care, because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all 3-in-1 package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Raw and unfiltered. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Call Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Alrighty, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, raw and unfiltered because there are no notes, no script, no teleprompter, no nothing. Just me ranting and reacting and responding and giving you my my opinions on the biggest news stories in America. By the way, the sponsor of this segment is My Doctor Suggests. Cold and flu season is here. Silver may be the best defense against colds and flu. But if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, silver might be the answer for all of them. My Doctor Suggests products are made of alkaline structured silver. They destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming the good bacteria. And I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when using their products because I have a very naturally and easily hoarse voice. As you can hear right now, it's really hoarse today. It was really hoarse Friday. Almost didn't make it through the whole show. What do I do the minute it starts getting hoarse? I start sucking on their silver lozenges between every single ad break of the show, and I last the whole three-hour show, and I make it. Thank God for their lozenges. No colds in 4 years since sucking in those silver lozenges. No more brain fog since jugging down their silver solution, which is their liquid. It's really fantastic. And no more leaky gut. Every time I eat, I used to get fatigued or upset stomach. No more. Thank you, My Doctor Suggests. And my skin is the best of my life thanks to their gel. Join me and thousands of people that have experienced a positive difference in their health with My Doctor Suggests. Get 20% off every order, every product. And you get free, the book, The Silver Miracle, free. By telling me you're a fan of Wayne Root, call 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT, and you get 20% off every order and the Silver Miracle free. mydoctorsuggest.com/root or 866-660-9868.
Welcome back to War, Raw and Unfiltered. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and let's get back into some creeping communism, because I said the creeping communism really started with the creation of hate speech by the Democrats, and that was simply to limit your voice, your discontent, your disagreement with any Democrat. And the latest poll comes out, more than half of Americans want the government to censor speech. The results of a new survey are truly disturbing. It was discovered that more than half of Americans want themselves, others, and the media censored by the government. Unfortunately, instead of learning from history, people are actually asking for a repeat of Nazi Germany or the gulags of the Soviet Union. Those gulags that Bernie Sanders seems to admire so much, or really any candidate in the Democrat Party, because the Democrats no longer are the party, your grandfather or your father or your mother's Democrat Party. They have been taken over by the radical left, which is the communist left. The First Amendment, which guarantees Americans' freedom of speech, should be overhauled to reflect current cultural norms, according to 51% of the respondents. We're on a very close precipice here, folks. This is a survey published on Wednesday by the Campaign for Free Speech. This campaign is hoping to call attention to the dire state of Americans' preeminent civil rights with the poll, which breaks down opposition along gender, race, class, and educational lines. History will continue to repeat until humans learn the lessons of the past. Censorship is always necessary for tyranny to thrive. Now, speaking of censorship, we've covered this a little bit, but it's tech censorship, and this comes from Google. Google, which is in bed with a lot of Democrats, actually Eric Schmidt, who used to be the CEO of Google, who now heads up Alphabet, which is the holding company of Google, worked on behalf of Barack Obama's campaign in order to get Barack Obama elected, and actually scraped data from Facebook over 5 million. He's credited with giving Barack Obama about 5 million more votes when Eric Schmidt, formerly of Google and now of Alphabet, helped Barack Obama's campaign eke out the win his second election. But Google leftists strike again. YouTube removes channel on Trump border wall construction, says that it's hate speech, and promotes violence. Roger Ogden from Patriot Fire is an expert on the U.S.-Mexico border wall. Robert reported in September on the latest funding for 509 miles of new border wall. This was a brand new status paper from the U.S. Customs Border Protection on their plans at this time to build 509 miles of border fence, wall, barrier, whatever you want to call it, with $9.8 billion in federal funding. This week, YouTube shut down Roger's YouTube account, Patriot Fire. Google YouTube said the videos on the U.S. border wall construction were hate speech and they promoted violence, Roger wrote to the Gateway Pundit today. Recently, I have been posting videos about the status of the existing border fence and construction of new fence on YouTube. They suspended my channel that I created about 10 years ago, saying that the reason was hate speech and promoting violence. I think, though, that it may have had something to do with the coming election and that my videos about the border were becoming too popular. I didn't have any strikes against the channel and had almost exclusively been doing videos about the border in recent months. The video had received something like 300,000 views already and growing. I was not trying to be partisan, neither pro-Trump nor anti-Trump in these videos, but just factual. However, the plain truth shows the very sorry state of the current fence and that a better border fence is much needed. It's been said that the truth is the best propaganda. It goes against the leftist narrative that the new fence is just a minor upgrade to the wonderful existing fence. Roger says he has also been posting his border videos on BitChute and Facebook. This is clear election interference by Google. They are ramping up early for this election. They, Google, want to decide what information is best for American voters. Well, I think you know where to get your information. You'll be getting more information from Wayne Allen Root right after this break. Always a pleasure to be with you this past hour. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. Wayne Allen Root, War, Raw and Unfiltered, is up next. Stay tuned.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.